Thereafter, there were a lot of cycles in height, which we did not know about earlier. And then, from about the middle of the 19th century, heights have been increasing.
And this is because of diets mostly, or is it because of the climate change as well?
It mostly has to do with agricultural productivity and the opening up of the new lands and the new world also increased the availability of foodstuffs for many Europeans. Refrigeration also had a lot to do with it. But of course, the health system and medical technology improved considerably over the last 150 years.
Yeah, it has been suggested that the American health system is failing the Americans in that there's a large number of people who can't access the health service they need and are therefore deprived of good health. Is that correct?
I believe that is the case. Hillary Clinton has been fighting this for about 10 years now. And she just had an interesting article in the New York Times yesterday saying exactly that very thing. You see, about 14% of the Americans do not have health insurance, which translates into about 40 million people. Now, from a European perspective, that's pretty much incomprehensible.
And so, therefore, one would expect, for example, that Canadians would be quite considerably taller than Americans then.
Well, I believe that Canadians are in better health. I think their life expectancy is higher than Americans.
We're talking here about the expectation that if you measure somebody's height, on average, obviously, they will be, the taller they are, the healthier they will be. Is that correct?
That is correct to about 190 centimeters, which is about the optimal height. Thereafter, the vertebrate doesn't hold up that well, and the height does not increase longevity, but about to about 185 centimeters for males. To about 190 centimeters, that is the case.
So we're talking about height, health, and longevity all being combined, really, in a direct comparison.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
And how difficult is it to get good statistics going back over 100 years to 1,000 years or more?
That's a pretty daunting task. One has to look at military records and records such as prison records and so forth. It's not an easy task at all, but we've been at this for about 20 years, so we now have a pretty good idea of how human physical stature developed over the last 200 years. Passport records is another good source.
But things like passport records have only been around for the last 100 years or so. Do you take into account things like clothing in museums, that sort of thing?
That would be pretty difficult. One gets a visual impression that people were lot smaller in the past, but to measure that has not been done up to now.
Do you think more should be done in this field?
Oh, definitely. I think this is a very promising field that opens up new vistas and has provides a lot of insights on the way society develops over time.
Professor John Komlos, Professor of Economics and Chair of the Institute of Economic History, University of Munich.